The Mokena region was a closed place, still inhabited by descendants of Bavarians who ate dumplings, lived in chalets, and spoke a dialect of German. They distrusted all strangers, including the regular peddlers who sold fabric out of their vans. And they had never seen a black face, except on Shrove Tuesday, where carnival was led by Betsho and Betcha, one in a skirt, one with a tall goatskin hat and a false hump made of straw, both in blackface, who clowned to bring prosperity. Now, here among them, was a real black woman, an Ethiopian refugee, living in the mountains alone with her goats. Well, she thought, as she worked away, herding and milking and scrubbing, she could bring in prosperity too. Her parents had gone to California. She had come here. She had fled from Ethiopia in 2010 with nothing, determined to leave nostalgia behind and reinvent herself. Her work back there, menaced by trigger-happy police and a warrant for her arrest, had been to defend nomadic herders whose grazing lands were being grabbed and leased to corporations by the government. Neo-colonialism, in a word. But in Italy, too, land was being squandered. Good green land, as people left. So she did what her herding grandparents would have done, put her goats on communal pastures that had been abandoned, and let their munching and manuring gradually restore them. The Mokena breed were not abundant milkers, but she soon had milk and yogurt to sell. Then came cheese, eventually 15 different kinds adapted to local tastes, of which her special treasures were the Primo Sale, the first fresh salted ones, which tasted completely different in a week.